It's often been stated that the difference between good news and bad news is that bad news has a tendency to travel twice as far and twice as fast. And that can certainly be said about the Tyson Foods 3,200 small town Nebraska worker layoff. But what wasn't expected and is in fact related will be the completely unexpected firing of Matt Walsh, America's flannel shirt wearing everyman and synaptal shutdown king, in favor of the young and virtually unknown Juan Valdez. And I'm going to tell you the entire story of how they're related. Now, as far as the Matt Walsh situation is concerned, I'm going to get to that shortly. But it's very important I talk a bit about what's going on with the Tyson Foods first, because I don't want to put the proverbial cart before the horse. I'm going to break down what happened with Tyson Foods in a very different way. And I'm going to ask that you not think of this in human terms, but in inhuman terms. The workers who were fired from the Tyson Foods plant were profit leeches that were affecting the company's profitability. And it's not that the plant wasn't profitable. It just wasn't profitable enough. And of course, it goes without saying that any production plant is never profitable enough, because those damn pesky workers with their endless demands for a fair, livable wage, decent working conditions, medical coverage, and time off. So the company did what any profit-obsessed psychopathic organization would do. It got rid of them. So the word now is that Tyson is going to hire somewhere around 50,000 migrant workers, which the company loves, because it can get them to do just about anything for just about anything. Because the corporation fully understands that desperate, starving people represent mega profits. Very briefly, before I continue, if you're enjoying this episode and you haven't already done so, please consider subscribing and hit that notification bell. So not only will the Ernest Mann Show continue to grow, but you'll be doing your part keeping the idiots from taking over the world. Questions or comments, I actually read and respond to all of them, and I really do appreciate you reaching out. Now, back to the episode. So once you look at the situation inhumanly, that your workers are merely cattle to be worked for maximal production and profit, and can and will be disposed of at will for someone healthier or younger, it all makes perfect sense. You simply just need to adapt psychopathic values. And speaking of psychopathic values, now let's talk a bit about Matt Walsh. I find it extremely doubtful that Matt Walsh, if on anything other than the very most superficial level, would have any serious criticism of the actions of Tyson Foods. Because regardless to what, if to any extent, Matt Walsh would be critical of Tyson Foods, the fact is that his values and the values of Tyson Foods are the same. So it will be interesting to see how he tries to weasel his way out of this. But fortunately for us, he may not be around much longer to say anything. Now, you may not have heard about this yet, but let's just say I came into some very surprising information from a reliable source. This is the unusual and surprising story of someone you've probably never heard of, Juan Valdez. Juan Valdez is originally from Colombia. The picture I have of him was taken when he was much younger. I believe he is around 4 years younger than Matt Walsh. Mr. Valdez grew up on his father's sugar plantation, and whether his contemptuous attitude towards the plantation's workers came from his father, Telno Valdez, was well known for beating his workers regularly and seemed to enjoy it, or from himself is debatable. But what is not debatable is his seething hatred for workers, manual laborers in particular. At one point, he briefly attended university, studying business and economics, but became disinterested because he said he simply could not stand the democratic issues that were intertwined in the business world, saying, quote, "Democracies ruin business, and I don't believe in regulation. A true businessman is not concerned with social responsibility. He takes what he wants," end quote. It was around this time he developed what many consider to be an unhealthy obsession with Matt Walsh. There's much to say about this, but I'm just going to point out what I feel is most important. Mr. Valdez studied everything he possibly could concerning Matt Walsh. Not only everything Walsh had written, but every bit of recorded media he could get his hands on, even copying Walsh's voice, appearance, and mannerisms to a shocking extent. Mr. Valdez is bilingual, and his English is perfect. In the shortest possible terms, it is no exaggeration when I tell you that Mr. Valdez is practically an exact double of Matt Walsh. Now, here's where it gets real interesting. I don't know the exact details of how Mr. Valdez was able to do this, but the story goes, he was able to make connections with several media companies in the U.S., and it appears as though he is going to be replacing Matt Walsh, and here are the primary reasons why. Don't think of Mr. Valdez as an impersonator. Think of him as Matt Walsh on steroids. First, he is said to be at least as, if not more, handsome than Walsh. But he has even more charisma and would do an even far better job at convincingly spewing forth pseudo-intellectual nonsense than Walsh. Many have said that he convincingly could sell holy water to Jesus. Second, he is bilingual with perfect English and, of course, Spanish. So he would inherently appeal to a much larger demographic, which Walsh could never hope to do. And third, and this is the point which I believe will be one of the primary factors of Mr. Valdez's replacing Matt Walsh, money. Mr. Valdez has already made it very clear that his price to replace Walsh, that his salary, would be only 1/20th of Walsh's current salary. That's an astronomical savings to whatever media company chooses to employ him, including Walsh's current employer. It simply makes financial sense for the company to let Walsh go. Yet as far as Walsh's potential troubles are concerned, don't reach for a box of Kleenex quite yet. Walsh has many millions of dollars he has accumulated over the years, more than you, I, or millions of other people will ever have in their entire lives. He will never have to go to a soup kitchen or suffer the indignities of an unemployment office because he got laid off from working in a fucking chicken processing plant. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.